Melpomene on Raising Daughters. I am outnumbered. I cannot say if they are two or five, these girls that peck and squabble, leaving bird tracks on the marble floors. Parrot, pigeon, magpie. I name them for the sounds they make, clutching a knife behind my back when the nubile one approaches. That sparrow-chested seductress who thinks she can outsing me. Girls need a stern hand, a firm tongue. Out back in the meadow, they pick at carrion of shipwrecked men, skin rags hanging from their crimsoned lips. They tow down crags of sulphurous rock, melodies swirling in their oily throats. They will grow up to be harpies, I know it. They are never silent. I plug my ears with beeswax, weave a cage of reeds for them, knowing their confinement will be temporary. Their breasts bud above downy bellies, violet plumage, curse blood already darkening their scaly legs. In dreams they are winged virgins, songs blowing in from shore at midday on windless afternoons. They have the manes of lions. Lewdness and witchery are doused away in wet notes of lyre and flute, drowned like bits of twig dropped from their talons. I am singing with a club in my left hand, buskins on my feet. This is not theater, this is real. Feathers fall from their backs and they are goose-pimpled, shivering, plucked into a fury of sleep.